Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Chances are, if you have a cell phone, which you probably do, you're familiar with data limits, those tiered plans that charge you extra money for every byte you go over your allotted amount. Well, now those limits are becoming more common for the data you use at home. Just last week, several cities in Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Virginia became the latest to see a rollout of home data caps from the cable and internet provider Comcast. And yesterday, a memo that was reportedly leaked to Comcast employees revealed some insight into why the company is doing that. Here to explain is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Peter Kafka is senior editor with Recode. He's been following this. Peter, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And let's start off with just an explanation so that people can follow along here. Explain how these data plans are set up. Most people in the U.S. are still not paying extra for however much data they use in their home, right?
That's right. It's basically a smorgasbord right now. You pay a monthly fee. You get to use as much internet as you want. We're heading toward a world where various internet providers are going to charge you based to some degree about how much you use, the same way you do, like you said, for wireless and same way you do for water, electricity. And I need to make an awkward pause here and explain that, Comcast is an investor in Vox Media, which owns the website I work for, which is Recode.
That wasn't so awkward anyway.
Yeah, not
but
too
yes,
awkward.
Thank you for pointing that out. Now, Comcast plan starts with 300 gigabytes, which the company says is equivalent to streaming 117 high-definition movies. It's hard to imagine that most people are using that much, although maybe in the future we will be.
Right. What Comcast is saying, and again, they've got all sorts of caveats and there's also technical language here. They're saying, look, we're testing a bunch of stuff here. Most people are going to be paying for internet the same way they always have, which is they're going to write us a monthly check and they're going to stream as much internet as they want. What we're looking at right now, what Comcast says they're looking at right now is how to get people who are using a lot of internet to pay more and possibly people who don't use that much internet maybe find a way to cut their bills a bit.
Although it didn't look like, from what I read, that they would be cutting their bills by that much. It's like several dollars in the course of a month, which if you're paying Comcast $100+ a month, that's not going to make that big of a difference.
It's never going to be cheap, and it's not going to be very cheap if you've got a monopoly. And again, that's sort of the overlay for this whole discussion here, is that in most parts of the country, the majority of people do not have access to more than one broadband provider. And to me, that's sort of the frustrating thing about this entire discussion is if we were talking about different kinds of services, it wouldn't matter if you didn't like Comcast's services. You could go get Time Warner Cable or Charter. For most people, that's not the case. And I think that's a lot of the frustration people have.
What about this memo that was reportedly leaked from a Comcast employee? What did it say about why Comcast is doing what it's doing?
So I talked to Comcast this morning. It is their memo. They fess up to it. It's a guide for customer service employees. And they said, look, this is not a secret. If people ask you about these caps, please don't use the word cap. Don't tell them this is to get better service. It's because it's not about sort of fixing congestion on the internet. Comcast says, and again, they'll tell you this if you call them up. They'll say, look, this is about getting people who use the service more to pay more for it.
How does this fit into the debate over net neutrality?
It's a little tricky, right? Comcast is under a microscope in particular, but everyone is right now, especially in the Obama administration, which has sort of said we want to embrace the idea of net neutrality, which effectively says that everyone should have equal access to the internet. In theory, this is supposed to be separate from net neutrality because this isn't about content on the internet and who pays to get certain kinds of content delivered. The reality is it's going to get fuzzy. There's a possibility of a world where I get video from Comcast from a service they called Stream, which isn't counted against my data cap, but I might get it from Netflix and that is counted against my data cap. And that's where people get particularly uneasy about these sort of caps or usage fees.
So what does this mean? What is the take home here, Peter, for people who are listening to this going, how does this affect me?
The take home for most people is that someday in the near future, you're going to have to think about how much you use the internet and then decide how much you want to pay for that. And you might want to pay more and get more access to more data, or you might say, I don't use it that much. I'm going to pay a little less.
Peter Kafka, senior editor of media at Recode. Peter, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.